Context is everything. So when we think about the second paragraph of the Shema, V'hayayim Shamaya Tishma Mitzvosai, about listening to Hashem, listening to the mitzvahs, it's important to realize which parasha comes before it. And I don't mean the first paragraph of the Shema of V'ahavta. That's from Parshas V'eschanan. V'hayayim Shamaya comes from Parshas Ekev. So the question is, what comes before V'hayayim Shamaya in the Torah itself? And the few pesukim beforehand talk about what's unique about Eretz Yisrael. The land that you're coming to inherit is not like the land of Egypt. The land of Egypt where you've just left, you sow your seeds, and you can irrigate the land very easily. Egypt receives its water from the Nile like clockwork. It's incredibly fertile. You don't have to exert yourself too much. There's already a source of water. The land that you're going to, Eretz Yisrael, is a land of Harim and Bekatis. It's a land of mountains and valleys. And is a land that is totally dependent on precipitation, on rain. In fact, this year in Eretz Yisrael, it's been the least rainfall. It's the worst year for rainfall in 100 years. Then the Pasuk tells us, Eretz, Hashem Hashem Elokecha Dorish, it's the land that Hashem seeks out. Tamid Einei Hashem Elokecha Ba. The eyes of Hashem are always on it from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. So the Torah has just told us that Eretz Yisrael is not like Egypt. It doesn't receive its water. Doesn't receive its water from a river. Rather, it receives it from rain. Whether it rains or not depends on the grace of Hashem. What's going to determine whether it rains? V'hayayim Shamaya Tishma Mitzvosai. Are we going to listen to Hashem? Are we going to take heed of his mitzvahs? And this is what Rashi tells us. V'hayayim Shamaya. V'haya is referring to that which was mentioned above. L'mtar Hashamayim Tishtamai. Whether there will be water, whether there won't be water, depends on whether we listen to Hashem's mitzvahs. This means that the land of Israel is perfectly suited for the Jewish people. Amad v'moided eretz, says the Pasuk in Chavakuk. Hashem went out and measured the lands. He measured all the lands. He couldn't find anything better for the Jews than the land of Israel. It's perfect for us. Because it's a land that requires us to constantly turn to Hashem. It's a land where we cannot take physical resources for granted. It's a land where the physical totally depends on the spiritual. What better place could there be for the Jewish people than where our physical reality, the very water that we drink, the sense of security that we feel, and ultimately our ability to inhabit the land depends on our relationship with Hashem. That is the thrust of the second paragraph of the Shema. It's frightening. And at the same time, it's empowering. Because we understand that our ability to flourish, our ability to live safely and securely, is totally in our hands. It's up to us to use our Kayach HaBechira, the power of our own free choice, to our advantage and to the advantage of the entire Jewish people, and certainly to the advantage of everybody who lives in the land of Israel.